Penguin Random House Audio presents The Absolute Book by Elizabeth Knox. Read for you by Anne-Marie Duff.
Part 1. Insects. I am envy, begotten of a chimney sweeper and an oyster wife. I cannot read, and therefore wish all books were burnt. I am lean with seeing others eat. Oh, that there would come a famine through all the world, that all might die, and I live alone. Then thou shouldst see how fat I would be. But must thou sit and I stand? Come down with a vengeance. Christopher Marlowe, Dr. Faustus. Chapter 1. A Book with a Light in Its Long Perspective. When Taryn Cornick's sister was killed, she was carrying a book. People don't usually take books when out on a run, but Beatrice must have planned to stop, perhaps at the Pale Lady, where she was often seen tucked in a corner reading, a pencil behind her ear. The book in the bag still strapped to Beatrice's body when Timothy Webber bundled her into the boot of his car was the blockbuster of that year, 2003, a novel about tantalizing epoch-spanning conspiracies. Beatrice enjoyed those books, perhaps because they were often set in libraries. The Cornick girls loved libraries, most of all the one at Prince's Gate, which belonged to their grandfather, James Northover. Beatrice was 17 and Taryn 13 when their grandfather died. The family had to give up the debt-encumbered house.